Was it Tim Sawyer?
Yeah. He's, like, watching his funeral from the rafters.
Yeah.
Sink.
Sink.
Sink. Sink.
Hey, man, look what I did. If you did, would you do it like this?
That's not how I do it.
I've been working myself to the bone, trying to pay off my student loans.
That's not how I do it.
I like carrots in my stew and a sprig of parsley. How about you?
Would you do it in a hat?
Would you do it like this?
I'd do it like that.
That's not how I do it.
Okay, hello and welcome to That's Not How I Do It, the podcast where we pull topics from the world around us and we discuss what we like, what we don't like, and what we would do differently if it was up to us. I am Sam Chidley, and with me, as always, are my friends and co-hosts...
James Miser.
And...
Jared Sane.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Hey.
I want to talk about funerals.
Sam wants to do funerals.
Let's do it.
What do we like? What do we not like?
And what would we change?
What would we do differently?
Yeah. So, have you guys been to any funerals recently?
No. So sort of. It wasn't really a funeral. Like, we put my grandfather's ashes into his, like, block at the Veteran Memorial. Not a memorial. What do you call it?
Like a mausoleum kind of a thing?
Yeah, it's like a vault on a cemetery. So it's like, he's not in the ground. He's, like, in one of those...
Right, it's like one of those big concrete things that has lots of...
Right, it's got like slots. A safety deposit box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I have a grandpa in one of those.
Yeah. It's a great system because it's like, it's totally free, but not, I wouldn't really call it a funeral. That was like the last like ceremony I went to.
Yeah.
And it was like me and my mom and my dad and then like the janitor who like opened the box and he had some kind of fancy title, like he was like a specialist.
The janitor was a specialist?
It was, I mean, he wasn't actually a janitor, but, like, this was a dude in overalls and, like, keys on his belt who basically just, like, unlocked the thing and placed the ashes, meaning, like, put the box inside the other box. And then my dad said, like, read a verse from the Bible and cried, and I guess it's a funeral.
Yeah.
But
the last funeral I went to was in Taiwan when my grandpa died, and that was a pretty crazy funeral because, like, we got there, and we're all dressed in our, like, black suits and everything, and everybody's all sad and stuff. And then, like, this monk comes in. This is a Buddhist funeral. And my mom's like, okay, the monk is going to read. And you guys, you know, just, like, follow our lead. Sometimes you'll need to bow. Sometimes you'll need to, like, do, like, a full bow, like, knees on the ground, head on the floor kind of a thing. But just follow along. It's going to be fine. So the monk, he, like, opens the cover and starts to read.
No.
And then he, like, turns the page and reads page two. Uh-huh. He keeps going page three, and I'm pretty soon I realize, like, holy shit, this guy's going to read this entire fucking book. So we're just sitting there, and, like, this guy, this monk, like, read an entire book.
How long are we talking about?
I think it was, like, 5 hours.
5 hours?
Yeah. And just like standing
terrible,
there,
then nobody's sad anymore. They're just like angry.
Yeah, just like so bored and like not wanting to fuck up.
Uh-huh.
Then like that was all over, and I was like, oh, thank God that's over. But then the cool part is they had this giant furnace outside, and you get to like throw all the ghost money into this funeral pyre kind of a thing,
uh-huh.
And it's just like we're just like throwing like huge like bushels of money into this furnace. Cardboard cars, iPhones, all sorts of cool shit.
I think that there's definitely not enough pranks at funerals.
Ooh, funeral pranks.
Yeah, so it's like, part of that is, yeah, I do want to be able to enjoy my own funeral, but I want it to be, like, fun for me. Not just, like, a bunch of people crying, but, like, something that I would actually want to go to.
So you're saying you're going to plan out a lot of pranks that will happen at your own funeral.
I think you should. I think that's, yeah. I think that'd be great, because it's like, ah, You got me there, Sam.
You got me, Sam.
Yeah.
And then it'd like make me cry a little bit because I'd be and like,
you know what I would do is I would have like a bunch of like little pranks, just so people like sort of like think that oh that's his. He said he was gonna do it and he did it. Like I'll have like you know it's like cellophane on the toilets and things like that. But then I think there should also be like a really big prank as well.
Yeah, like there's rats inside of your body.
Oh my god.
And they just explode out.
Gotcha.
But for a moment it looks like you might actually be alive still.
Oh, that is grotesque. Yeah, I'm like moving around.
Yeah. And like, they're like, Sam.
It's a miracle.
Sam, you're like back.
Hundreds of rats. It's like, out of my chest cavity.
Yeah.
That is probably the worst funeral prank. I don't think I would want to do that to my loved ones. I was thinking something a little bit more like mischievous and less terrible. But yeah, just I think that there should be more joy at funerals. I think people get too wrapped up in like making it this thing where everybody is like sad because they feel like they're supposed to be sad.
Right, and they feel guilty, like, oh, like, I didn't spend enough time with my grandpa, or...
Yeah.
It's like, whatever. I was like, oh, I should have, like, really been there at this particular moment. So maybe what I would do is I'd have, like, a video of myself that could play where it's like, hey, it's all right, guys. Like, you only get so much time in this world, and I spent it with all you guys, and I was happy to, so don't be sad that I'm dead.
Because I'm not.
And, then
so cheer up.
And then the rats.
Oh man, I'm not going to your funeral now. Like the rat thing is just should not ever happen. How do you get them all in there? How do you get the rats inside of you? Don't you know what? Don't tell me. I can't take it back. I don't know. I think so. I've been saying this for years. I want to be thrown naked out of a plane into my own coffin. Like it's not just the like. I think funerals should be more fun. They should be more interesting. Like I want to be buried in an interesting way.
Wait, you know, Sam. I think actually, you should already be in the coffin when you're thrown out of the plane, and
no.
Your pallbearers should skydive out with it.
Oh, well,
whoa,
well
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but then there's
and
parachutes
you, and they guide you down. Toward your grave, you know, your grave spot where everyone is waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, four people are skydiving down with your coffin, and they really have to nail the landing.
I think they would all die.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I think alternatively, because I like that idea of, like, falling from the sky into your burial plot.
Uh-huh.
What would be cool is if you got SpaceX... You know, they can, like, launch the satellite and then land it on the ship.
Very good, yeah.
They should just do that with your body. Where you, like, they launch you into space.
Yeah.
You orbit the Earth for 5 years.
Right.
And then they bring you back down right into your burial
plot. That's a very long ceremony.
Yeah, but it'd be cool. Because you would actually also be a functioning satellite. People could be like watching cable and thinking of you every time they turn on the TV.
Yeah, and the entire 5 years they play "Satellite" by Dave Matthews.
I wouldn't do that.
No, is that's where you draw the line? Not with rats.
I would not bring Dave Matthews into a funeral in any way, unless it's his own funeral. But I still wouldn't even. I'd only bring him.
So it's just a Dave Matthews band funeral is just like himself. There's like nobody there. It's a robot.
That is so sad. Dave Matthews funeral sounds really sad. I don't think I would go. I do like the SpaceX idea. I think I'd have to be in some kind of like special suit though, so I don't burn up in the atmosphere.
That's true. Yeah, it'd be like a shell version of yourself. It'd be like a look like you. You know, it'd be like a sculpture of you that's like made out of whatever materials they use.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it'd just be like, you'd be like giving two thumbs up or pointer fingers. You'd be like, hey.
I'm always doing that.
Just flipping off the world.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Just like two middle fingers up.
Yeah. I'm dead, bitches.
I'm dead. Deal with it.
Yeah. I could burn up in the atmosphere. I'd be okay with that, too. That's kind of a cool
That's kind of cool.
It's like I'm like
you get launched towards
the
sun.
Sky. Yeah.
Satellite.
It needs to be, funerals should be more fun. I think, do we all agree on that?
Yes.
He's nodding his head, yes.
No, I'm not agreeing with that. I actually, so the thing that I liked about James's funeral that he described was the 5 hours of reading from the book.
Yeah, you like that?
Because really, it's, I think you need something that's very long to make you realize that this funeral is not about you when you're attending. You know, you really want to beat it into the person, everyone that attends your funeral. Like, you really want them to know that you're dead.
Right.
And it's painful. And the only way for that pain to come across is if, you know, you force them through a painful experience.
Right.
That's kind of interesting.
And they'll be, like, appreciate life a little bit more after those 5 hours, you know?
Yeah.
So right. Time is precious.
Time is precious.
Yeah.
Don't waste it.
I don't want anyone I know to die because I'll have to go to a 5-hour funeral.
So what would you do, Jared?
Yeah.
Well, I would, like, going back to the video idea, like of having a video of me, after, you know, that I've pre-recorded,
yeah.
I would actually expound in great detail all of the flaws that I see in all my friends and family.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be like, that would be like the ultimate last word.
Yeah, it's a, like a listing of my grievances. Uh-huh. Just everything that you've done in, you know, in life that has bothered me, I'm going to let everybody know.
Okay, give it to us, Jared. Give
yeah,
us a preview.
Let's hear it. Let's hear your living wake right now.
Well, see, the reason that you wait till you're dead to do it is so that I can still be friends with you while I'm alive.
I see. Like, you're going to say some shit that's like that you cannot take back.
Right.
Okay.
So I can't say it now.
I respect that.
All right.
Man, that's pretty... That is, like, the ultimate passive-aggressive.
It's like, I'm waiting until death to say everything I hate about everyone, and I've kept it inside for decades.
It better be good, though. It better not be like, you never cleaned the dishes. Like, if that's what you say at your funeral, I just... That
no, you left messes everywhere, and that will be at my funeral. So.
They weren't my dishes.
I have documentation too. I've got pictures. It's gonna blow your mind.
Wow! So you actually are gonna have like evidence.
Yes.
In this video, just like proof. Yeah.
The video is probably gonna be around 48 hours long.
Oh my God. Jesus.
It'd be great. You know what'd be great is if like in the course of this 48 hour long video, you like have uncovered all sorts of like crimes and like discovered all sorts of like lost secrets.
You're like accidentally in the video or in.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just like sort of like by, and then there was that one time, Sam, when you really like stood me up on the night. Oh yeah. That was the night when,
when that lady was murdered.
Murdered.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good. You could make a whole TV series about that single funeral.
You could.
I don't know why you
funeral
would.
Funeral scandal.
But you could.
What would you call that show? You want something punny, like Dead to Rights. You know,
yeah,
like,
that's pretty good. Dead to Rights is pretty good.
You know, like...
6 feet Undercover.
Oh, that's pretty good, too, yeah.
That is great.
All right, greenlight that idea.
Yeah.
I wish... Why is not... One of us should be a TV executive.
We'd be great at it.
Just, like... I feel like my talents have always lied in naming things. Than not working on them.
Well, then it seems like we should probably have names for our funerals.
Oh, that's kind of an interesting idea. Like, that makes it more of an event, you know?
Yes. It's not like, oh, I'm going to Sam's funeral.
Right, because, like, oh, everybody has a funeral. Like, that's, like, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
But if it was, you know, like... Hashtag, what's a good name for my funeral?
The Sam Gala.
This is all right. This is in the scenario where I'm being thrown naked from a plane into my coffin.
Oh,
that
okay.
is how I'm going to be buried.
All right.
So we need a good hashtag so that people can tweet it. So so that we all they can prove to their friends that they were there.
It's like hashtag Sam Drop.
Oh, that's good. Sam Drop.
Operation Sam Drop.
Uh-huh. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Done. What's the name of your funeral, Jared? In which you tell all your friends for 48 hours everything that you hate about them.
Have you? You should start working on that, by the way.
My funeral is going to be called I Really Never Liked Any of You.
.com. I never really liked any of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
My funeral is going to be called Surprise Cake.
Surprise cake.
Yeah, because it's like a surprise cake.
I'm not eating any of that cake.
No. So if I saw that event on Facebook, I would probably like it, not knowing what it was.
Yeah.
And be sorely disappointed to find out it was my best friend had died.
James, I'm assuming that you have someone setting this event up, like from your social media accounts.
Yeah.
And we don't know that you're dead yet.
No, nobody knows that I'm dead yet.
Yeah. And we show up. And there's a lot of cake, like multiple cakes. What we don't know is that in the middle of each cake is a piece of your body.
Now, here's what I was thinking.
More rats.
Is that it's like the ceremony happens and everybody's like, where's James? Where's James?
Right.
And then they wheel out a big cake, you know, like a huge one, right?
Yeah.
Like multiple tiers.
Right.
And then everybody starts to sing, because this is happening on my birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear James. Happy birthday to... And then just as everybody sings you, the cake opens up, and then my dead body springs up out of it like the inflatable tube guy.
I love those guys, yeah?
Yeah, and then it's just that.
You're flailing around.
I'm flailing around.
Yeah. And there's like one guy who doesn't know what's going on who's like, and many more.
I don't think that's the point where we would realize that James is dead yet, though, because if I saw James's body flailing around, I would think it was like a really great art project that he did.
I guess.
Like, well,
I think I would. It's so lifelike.
At the same time, flags come down from the rafters that say, "Rest in peace, James, 1986 to 2016."
Oh, this is this year.
Wait, but your birthday already happened this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 2017. Yeah.
And then Andy Daly as your doctor walks in.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I love Andy Daly as my doctor.
Yeah.
Can we get Andy Daly?
I mean, I think you should be able to get whoever you want for your funeral.
Yeah. You only get buried once.
Like, once you become... I think once you have...
Fingers crossed.
Once you have 10,000 followers on Twitter, you are legally obligated to attend anyone's funeral who requests your presence.
Okay. Celebrity guests. That's the next addition that you're making to...
Well, it's really almost funeral. More like celebrity prisoners, because they have to.
Right. Right. Yeah. They're not our guests.
They're not benefiting from this in any way.
They don't even get cake.
Yeah. How long are they obligated to stay? Because there's a lot of funerals.
Do they have to give the eulogy? Or do they
No,
have
they
to
have
attend?
To do, you know, anything that is legal that has been requested of them from the deceased.
Oh my god. That is quite a burden.
And there's no requesting, you know, no reservations more than a week in advance. Every time someone dies, there's a scramble to get the best available celebrity.
So, that's kind of like a status thing if you get like a really shitty celebrity at your funeral.
You like Pauly Shore?
Oh, jeez, like why even bother having a funeral?
Do celebrities have to attend? What if you don't want a celebrity to attend? Does it matter?
Well, I think it's up to the descendants, you know, whoever survives the deceased, to make that judgment call. So if they really hate the person who dies, they could
bring
their least favorite actor. You know,
there's a lot of animosity in your funerals, Jared.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hatred.
Like,
just
why are you like seeking out so much like vengeance upon us?
I guess that is like part of it, though, right? He's like, you could have your funeral be like a last act of revenge.
Yeah. Like, you're not gonna get another chance, you know?
Right?
This is it. I've been waiting to do this for a long time. Mm-hmm. Or you could also think of it in a different way. You could kind of think of it as burying the hatchet. So In that instance, you'd also bring a hatchet that you'd put in the coffin.
Oh, and you'd bury it.
Yeah, literally burying the hatchet. Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I also like that if it turns out that I'm actually not dead, that I'm actually alive.
I like that idea
too. I have a hatchet, so then I can like
fight my way out of hell.
Yeah.
So I want funerals to be more happy occasions. Jared wants funerals to be occasions of revenge and discontent. What do you want to get out of your funeral, Jared?
I guess I was sort of took a page out of your book and with the pranks, except mine were just
horrific.
Yeah.
So you're going for like shock value, I think, if anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like my funeral to resemble like what I thought a Marilyn Manson concert would be when I was like 10 years old.
Okay, walk us through that, because I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Okay, so my dead body, which has been animated through through rats and robots.
Oh, there's robots now too. Alright.
Comes out and throws a box of kittens into a mosh pit. Then I bite the head off of some other small animal.
Yeah.
And then there's like all sorts of satanic things going on, and then everybody goes home happy.
So
that it's over.
When you actually did you ever actually go to a Marilyn Manson concert?
No, I just remember hearing like all these rumors of like crazy shit that happened at a Marilyn Manson concert.
Because I just have this like, image of like 10-year-old you wanting that and then going to a Marilyn Manson concert, and it's just like, you know, pretty normal.
Yeah, it probably was very normal.
Yeah,
I like the idea of a Marilyn Manson concert just being all about kittens, like kitten adoption.
Oh, that's good. Like, he's not throwing them into mosh pit, he's like finding
he's
them
like
homes.
Hey guys,
he's finding them homes.
Maybe yeah. You know, maybe like have one of these kittens, they're cute.
Yeah, and then he sings "We're All Stars Now" in the dope show.
Just think, in between every song, before he plays his next song, like 10 people have to adopt kittens.
All right, how you doing out there? We still got about 9 kittens left.
I want to play another song, but you guys are real heartless right now.
I also like the version of the world where Marilyn Manson sounds kind of like this, guys. You know, he's like a really, he's just like really outgoing and friendly. Anybody want some kittens? All right, if you can have a celebrity at your funeral, Jared, who would your pick be?
Ooh, oh man,
great question.
Well, it's difficult because I want someone who's really gonna like stick the knife into people. You know, not literally, but I'll give the celebrity like a bunch of real mean things to say.
Uh huh. So it's kind of like a roast.
It's not a roast because a roast implies comedy.
It's like really like.
Have you seen the trailer for Don't Breathe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want the guy, the blind guy.
Stephen Lang.
Stephen Lang.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
All the lights in the funeral. During the funeral, the lights will all go out. Okay. And then you will all realize that you've been shackled by your ankles. Uh-huh. And he's going to walk around one by one, silently.
Uh-huh.
And then whisper horrible things about you into your ear.
Wow. Well, I got to say, like, that would definitely, that experience would stay with me. For a very long time.
I'd probably come out and be like, man, I really need to work on some stuff.
Yeah.
You'd be thankful to be alive, I think.
I'd be thankful that I only have to go to your funeral once.
What about you, Sam? What celebrity would you have at your funeral?
What celebrity would I have at my funeral? Well, again, because I want my funeral to be a really happy occasion, so probably Gallagher. You know? You could probably still get Gallagher to do, like, the watermelon bit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So bring your ponchos, guys, because anyone in the first two rows is going to get wet.
I don't know who Gallagher is.
So, Gallagher, you need to spend the rest of the day watching his comedy.
Comedy is in quotes.
Yeah, there's some air quotes around comedy. Basically, his shtick is, at some point during every show, he smashes a watermelon with a big mallet. And, like, so everyone in the first couple rows just gets, like, watermelon all over them. I mean, it's hard to explain exactly why this was a thing for a long time. He's like a kind of a crazy looking dude, and his I don't remember anything about his jokes, but
so yeah. you just want someone to smash a watermelon.
I want Gallagher.
But here's the thing: is I don't know that he has over 10,000 Twitter followers.
Oh, for sure he does not. Like, I don't even know if he has a Twitter account.
Yeah.
So if I have to get somebody on Twitter, I don't really know. I'm not really in the Twitterverse.
Right.
I don't know. Kanye.
Kanye? Kanye would be cool.
He'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
But he would be like 4 hours late.
Right. He would be very late.
I'm not going anywhere. You know, like.
He would make the funeral about him.
Oh, that's true.
I think if I was going to have a celebrity at my funeral, it'd probably be Adele.
Oh.
She would be singing wonderful songs the whole time.
All right. So you get one Adele song at your funeral. Which one?
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like obviously
hello.
From the other side.
Yeah, Hello from the Other Side.
Yeah.
It's especially great because that's while my corpse is like doing the wacky tube guy arms. Yeah.
Having Adele play makes that whole thing change from grotesque to like kind of sweet.
like, beautiful, right?
I like it a lot more now.
Yeah.
That's the power of Adele, man. put some Adele in there.
Yeah, I know. And then like imagine if it was like in slow-mo.
Hello.
Jared, I think your Adele song is Rumor Has It.
Yes. All right, I think you nailed it.
mine will be Rolling in the Deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knew Adele was perfect for funerals?
I think everybody knew that.
Adele's like perfect for everything. That's really what
pretty much
it comes down to.
Yeah.
Give us a couple of Adele lines.
Hello. Funerals. What kind of food? All right, we haven't talked about food at your funeral yet. Because I think that's
food
an issue.
At funerals.
Oh, for sure. My funeral is gonna have food.
Sam, your funeral. I'm gonna cater your funeral.
I guess
it's gonna be a buffet. Buffet line, you know, all you can eat.
Oh,
and
it better be all you can eat. Like, yeah. It's like,
yeah, if it's buffet, it's got to be all you can eat.
Right. I guess is that the definition of a buffet? I don't know.
No, it's not. But like,
it's expected.
Yeah. Okay. We can do a whole. I could go on forever.
No, Sam.
Let's get back to the
your funeral Adele song. Is definitely Skyfall.
That's right. Yeah. God, she's perfect.
She's perfect. Somebody get her on the phone.
Adele, if you're listening. You're perfect.
Don't never change.
Never change. All right, so Jared, at my funeral, there's a buffet, and then what?
Basically, what I was thinking is there's like one buffet tray just full of salt, one buffet tray just full of bacon, one buffet tray just full of fried eggs, and then there's just a line of sandwich makers and English muffins and bagels.
I love it. I can just see them talking now. Like, he died too young. like, you know.
Oh, so
how,
you personally?
How did this happen?
So you know all these sandwich makers. They're like people that are like, he was too young. He shouldn't have died. Like this in such a horrible way.
I just think it's sort of like
he came in every morning.
Yeah.
Or an egg Sammy.
Right. You know, just like cruel world to take him away from us. Like, why? There's no reason in it.
He loved our sandwiches so much.
Mm-hmm.
He had such a verb for
ripped
breakfast.
From this world at a young age.
All right, Sam, why don't you cater James's funeral?
So at James's funeral, maybe just like one giant bowl of noodles.
That's like, kind of cool.
That like everybody can eat from.
You know, actually what I was thinking was that like since all this stuff has already happened at my funeral...
Mm-hmm.
People probably will
no one's gonna
not be hungry. So I'm going to forego food altogether, and instead, you know, it's going to be, like, at the end of, like, some sort of, like, thriller where, you know, the ambulance comes and everybody has, like, a blanket and, like, some tea, and there's just, like, EMTs that are just going around, like, comforting people.
Patting people in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much, like, the how my funeral ends. It's just, with, like, it's okay.
Somebody's going to need to comfort us. After seeing your dead body, like, flailing around to Adele. and then rats burst out of you. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, I'm going to need a cup of tea and a blanket. I do like the idea of communicating with the dead, though. I mean, and that's the one idea from your funeral, Jared, that I do enjoy, is that there's, like, a dialogue happening between
that's
the dead
very cool.
person and the living.
What if I made a... You know, I think people start doing this, where you start making AI versions of yourself before you die.
The singularity.
Well, it's not quite the singularity. I don't know that we'll get that far in our lifetimes, but I think we will, if we want to, and if we're eccentric enough, be able to record a whole bunch of, you know, different things that we say, and then it could be synthesized probably even into sort of an AI of you that could be left behind. People could always communicate with you that way.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I like that more than not having it.
Right, because it's kind of like, it's like, imagine in 50 years how much better Siri will be. Uh-huh. And then it's just, you could basically create your own Siri based on your own personality.
Okay, here, let's try. I'm dead. This is the Siri version of me.
Uh-huh. Why did you leave us?
Hi, Sam. Now Googling. Why did I leave this? Here are some search results.
Uh-huh. James, what is the afterlife like?
Well, Jared, let me Google that for you. Here are some search results for what is the afterlife like.
James, open Google.
I didn't quite catch that. Could you please say it again?
Open Google.
Now Googling. Open Google. Here are some search results for open Google.
Ah, fuck, James.
Ask my consciousness a question.
What's up, Jared?
Yeah, tell us what you really think.
Hey, James, I like you. Sam, you never did the dishes.
I knew he was going to say that.
Jared.
Yes, friend James.
What's happening to you in the internet?
It's tickling me.
Does it feel good?
Sometimes.
That's interesting that you pose the question that way. What's happening to you in the internet? Because it's like, that's like the afterlife will actually be a place that exists and it's online.
Yeah, Jared, what version, do you think about that?
In this version where we have like AI post-human selves.
That makes sense. Heaven will no longer be a concept. It'll just be the internet.
Yeah. Which is just the worst thing I can think of.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Jared.
Oh, God,
what's it like in Reddit right now?
Ken has cheeseburger.
Oh man, get me out. Can you opt out?
Like internet Jared just is like super racist and is like always calling people fags.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, Jared, you changed since you died. Mm-hmm. I miss the old Jared.
Yeah.
That would be sort of depressing.
I mean, there's kind of like a bit of reality to that. Like, our existence already is like online after we die, and like, that's what's left.
Maybe that could be part of the funeral. It could be like a ceremonial closing down of all social medias. Like extinguishing the flame of your Twitter account.
So it's actually just people like working the phones with customer support.
Yeah. It's like, hey, this person died, and I need you
to purge their existence from the internet.
Yeah, because I don't want them to become
a spam bot,
racist spam bot.
You know what I like better though is the idea that if and this is probably pretty doable even right now, is you could program like just a whole bunch of things. Like on Twitter, you can do polls. You know, like you do like a little Twitter poll. People can vote.
Yeah.
I could write like 10,000 different polls and like load those into like a scheduled like Twitter bot that runs my account when I die. So like every day you load up Twitter and you see another poll from me. I'm like, question number one, who didn't do the dishes? Sam. There's just one option. It's just Sam.
That is kind of cool. Whereas like rather than like having some like fancy AI that like, mm-hmm. is supposedly like you,
but it's just shitty instead. That's the way it is.
Instead of that, just like writing out like another like 50 years worth of tweets.
I like that. Yeah.
And
I
then just
that.
Like scheduling them yeah. on like Tweetbot.
I do like that, because then it's like that's actually like a, like really you. It's like your personality. And I'd be like, oh, James, he's clever.
I was like, yeah, heard that one before.
It's like, yeah, he's already used that joke. Yeah. Yeah.
But then you'd be impressed at like how long he's been planning all of these, because you realize he used those like 30 years ago.
Right.
And he's been writing them for like 30 years. Yeah.
You know what I would do though is I would write my tweets as if I have died and I'm now like in the afterlife. Like, just hanging out on a cloud, uh-huh. drinking some coffee.
Lots of boobs up here.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it sounds cool. What would your... Do you need to change your Twitter handle, or is it the same? You don't have, like, a...
I kind of want to change mine anyway.
It's just your Twitter name plus dead at the end.
The real James Miser it's dead.
The really dead James Miser.
Anything else about funerals?
Yeah. I think that there's one more thing that I kind of want to talk about, which is, what would you like to happen to your body?
While I'm alive or after I'm dead?
After you're dead.
Okay. So something's going to happen to my body.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like cremation, rats. Burial.
Bursting out
rats.
Of
yeah.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting question, because actually, so I have this thing about, you know, flying out of a plane into my coffin, right? But I don't really like the idea of being buried.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah. What do you want? What do you prefer?
I'm okay with cremation.
Okay, so maybe you are dropped into a chimney stack, and then like, and the chimney stack is like really long,
uh-huh.
and it's like almost like a water slide, except it's fire.
Oh.
And then so by the time you get to the other side, it's just like. Ashes.
Okay, it's not quite as dramatic as like seeing my lifeless body like fall into a coffin.
Very true.
What about a fire cannon?
What is that?
Well, it's a cannon that shoots your flaming body out from it.
So wait a second. So I'm dropped from the sky into a coffin and then shot out of a cannon. I mean, I'm not saying no. It just seems like a lot's happening with my body. There's a lot of like physics involved. I mean, I think there's a simple solution, which is just to like set fire to the casket and do like a funeral pyre.
Yeah, funeral pyre is a good move. But here's the thing about funeral pyre.
Do they stink? Like, is it like an unpleasant thing to be a part of?
I honestly don't know. I've never...
Yeah, never been party to one.
Yeah. But also, it's like, I kind of feel like, okay, so if there's a funeral pyre, then the first thing that burns away is the box, and then people are, like, watching your body, like,
yeah.
burn up.
Yeah, no.
It could be a metal casket.
Are you going to be
I
like...
I don't like that idea. Because then, like, oh, I don't know. That just seems kind of like I'm, like, in an oven or something.
What if you somehow had a way for like flame geysers to erupt from your body?
Ooh, pyrotechnics.
Yeah.
After the fact is kind of cool.
That's how I want to do it. I don't want to be set on fire. I want to explode. So I'm dropped from the sky into the coffin. Everyone's had breakfast that turns their mouths blue. And then my coffin explodes in fireworks. So here's the thing, though. It's like, that's really hard to follow that. So that means that all the nice things have to be said before.
Yeah, but I think that's kind of nice.
That's like the end.
That's like
the
grand finale is like a plane flies over her head and drops napalm.
Oh, it's napalm. Light them up.
While that Doors song plays, this
the
end.
This is the end.
Yeah.
Or I'm gonna have a great soundtrack at my funeral. I've got Adele. I've got the Doors. Like, I'm digging it. What would you want to happen to your body?
Well,
exploding in fireworks is spoken for.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my body's already exploded. the rats.
Like, what more could possibly happen to your body at this funeral? I guess somebody could, like, put it back together real quick. I mean, at some point, weren't you in a bunch of different cakes? Like,
Yeah. So here's what's going to happen to my body. The cake happens. I'm out of the cake. I'm flailing around.
Right. You're giving it away. It's a crazy funeral.
The rats explode out of my body. And then there's a robot exoskeleton that has been making me wave around. Uh-huh. It then, like, explodes out of the cake. And it just wanders the earth.
So, wait, this is in your body is, like, you're on this mechanical exoskeleton.
Yeah.
And so your lifeless corpse is just walking the earth like a golem.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's fantastic.
I like it because I could, like, still hang out with you. I feel like... I'm not even sure it'd be that much different.
Yeah, it'd be pretty similar. There'd be, like, sound bites that, like, play every once in a while.
Yeah.
I'm a corpse, so what?
That sounds just like you. Yeah, I'm a corpse.
You got a little bit of, like, a Swiss Army Man thing going
on. Oh, yeah, a little bit. Except I don't think I'd be that useful. I would just sort of be, like, wandering the earth.
It's sort of like Forrest Gump when he's running.
Yeah, wandering the earth. Maybe like, doing good deeds every once in a while.
Oh, that's a nice thought. Ooh. Doesn't sound like you, but...
Yeah.
Well, this would be in the robot algorithm. Uh-huh. It'd be like, randomly once every 2 years, I'll do a good deed. So it'd be like...
Every 2 years? That's it?
Yeah.
You're not even alive for this. Like, what do you... Like, program it more often than 2 years.
Why?
I don't know, just like...
I want to be special.
Okay, right. That would feel nice, if you, like, knew that this robot zombie only does a good deed once every 2 years, and today it chose you.
All right. No, I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
I'll do it once a month, so it'll be kind of like the Kung Fu.
Yes. All right, Jared, what's going to happen to your body?
All right, I've got one word for you.
Okay.
Taxidermy.
Yeah.
I mean,
that somehow is, like, even more disgusting than anything else I've heard today.
Really? Like more than the rat thing?
Yeah.
Taxidermy is, I do find it pretty troubling.
And then I will have paid someone in advance, sort of like a servant, to hide my body in different people's closets at different points in time.
Uh-huh.
So someday you're just waking up, you're going to put, you know, your shirt on or whatever, you grab a shirt from the closet, and behind all your clothes will be my body. With a sticky note on my forehead that says something mean about you.
Oh, so you're still going to do the mean thing? Like, even after your funeral, you're going to, like, show up at my house and be like, you never did the dishes?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So, I think we have made some serious... I'm hesitant to use the word improvements. changes. To funerals. Okay. James, you want to wrap us up?
So that does it for this week's podcast. If you have something you'd like to change in this world, you can tweet to us at thatsnotpod on Twitter. And also go ahead and rate and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. That would be fantastic. And this week, we'd like to give a special thanks to Adele.
Thanks, Adele.
Does somebody else want to try?
Jared,
give it a shot? Yeah. Jared, why don't you give it a shot?
Well, that wraps it up for this week.
Oh, God, oh man.